by BenSwan.com. Now, this piece is in response to a question I received on Facebook from Michelle, who asked this, quote, "Myself and some friends would like to know if the rumor of 57 Iranian warships off the East Coast is true or not. Also, if Obama gave the go-ahead for them to attack when the dollar fails," end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way. Not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show, putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show today, to our third hour. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan, the man, is now in our control room, taking care of the mutant hamster and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, over in Vietnam, a court in the Central Highlands sentenced a Vietnam Development Bank executive to death for being involved in a $100 million scam. Only $100 million. And he got the death penalty. And several of his associates at the bank got life sentences. We need more of that here in the United States of America. The Wall Street fraudsters have been stealing billions and billions and billions of dollars. I'm starting to sound like Carl Sagan over here. Billions and billions of dollars vanishing into the cosmos. None of them have gone to jail. They haven't even been arrested. Vietnam is sentencing them to death. So is Iran. I think that's a good idea. I think we need more of that here in the United States of America. Well, the corporate media has finally gotten off the subject of Flight 370, because at this point all they can report is, yes, we're just as confused as you are. Stay tuned for more conjecture, innuendo, rumors, and psychics and black holes and the rest of it. And they're back to talking about Obamacare. As you know, the deadline to sign up is coming up. They were trying to get 7 million signups. They're going to settle for something like 5.5 million. Remember, the total population of the United States of America is 330 million. This is an unmitigated disaster. And, of course, now they're launching into the scare tactics. You know, you'd better be signed up by the end of the month or you will face stiff penalties from the Infernal Revenue Service. Now, there had been talk of a bill in Congress where they were going to lower the penalty for the first year down to zero. I don't recall hearing that bill ever actually passed. So we're back to the situation here of, one way or the other, they're going to take more money away from you. They are that broke and in debt and desperate. And because Obamacare has turned out to be a complete failure, those insurance companies were expecting to make $200 billion a year in brand new profit, and instead they're going to need a $5.5 billion bailout this next year, courtesy of you, the very generous and wonderful taxpayer here. Now, remember back in 2008, when candidate Obama was first talking about his program to reform health care, and he was promising the voters that Obamacare would lower health insurance premiums $2,500 per family. Another one of his major lies, along with ending the wars and bringing our kids home. Now, the Democrats are understanding that come November, they are probably going to pay a hideous price for Obamacare. Nancy Pelosi, of course, is out there saying, no, 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 Obamacare is a winner for Democrats this November. It's our signature accomplishment. The voters will love us for Obamacare. Can we get a drug test on that woman? Amazing stuff out there. Now, the National Security Agency, which is taking a lot of heat for spying on law-abiding citizens around the world and failing to actually catch any real criminals or terrorists, I might add, they're trying to fend off some of the numerous lawsuits that are starting to emerge And their latest defense is that all of these U.S. tech companies involved in PRISM and other surveillance, they knew the NSA was there all along. It's not a surprise to them. Their protestations of innocence and, hey, we had no idea, notwithstanding. The NSA is now burning its own supporters in the U.S. tech industry by saying, well, they knew all along. They were part and parcel of this whole thing. So they're starting to eat their own, and that's kind of a good thing. Now, getting over to the growing awareness of the CIA's torture scandal that is currently under investigation by the Senate Intelligence Oversight Committee. There's a story come out of ex-Republic TV that apparently, along with regular conventional torture used by the CIA on these people who were named as suspects just for the reward money being offered, apparently they were using mind-altering drugs as well, which may be why some of these so-called terrorists were confessing to things like killing Dumbo, shooting him out of the air with explosives in the underwear or something like that. I fed Pinocchio into a wood chipper. And when you're torturing people and you're doping their minds up on drugs, you're not going to get reliable information. Now, speaking of Nancy Pelosi, she's coming to the defense of Dianne Feinstein, who was outraged that even though it's okay for the NSA to be spying on you, the ordinary American citizen, to make sure that you're not thinking those double-plus ungood thoughts about the government, she's outraged they were spying on her. And Nancy Pelosi's basically come out saying that, yeah, when the Congress takes on the CIA will come after you. Which, again, is raising the question, who is really running this country? And if it is not the Congress, and it's not the White House, then why do we need them? Why do we need to go on spending that money? Let's just say, all right, you know, the spooks are in charge of the country. Let's start cutting costs and shut down that grand asylum for the aged and infirm there on Capitol Hill. Now, all joking aside, I don't want to be run by a country that's run by a bunch of spies. They're not elected. Certainly not in the Constitution that the secret police run the country. But we seem to be there, where even Congress is now openly admitting they're afraid of the intelligence agencies. We need more people with spine in that Congress. Stand up to the intelligence agencies. Stand up to a president who's already exceeded his constitutional authority. Now, speaking of computers, there's another worm out there. It's called Darlaws. It's a worm that infects Linux systems. And what's really interesting is it is targeting the Linux that is internal to a lot of appliances rather than your desktop computers. And apparently it's got inside backdoor passwords for things like routers, set-top TV boxes that run Linux on Intel architecture. You know, all these appliances, whether it's a router or whatever, they've got a computer system running on them to do all the work, and it's usually based on Linux. The iPhone, the iOS is based on a derivative of Linux. And this worm is basically infecting not your personal electronic devices and your desktop computer, but your home appliances, and using them for mining cryptocurrencies, not just bitcoins, but there's apparently some others out there called mincoins or doge coins. I'm not even sure how that is pronounced. But they're hijacking your machine to basically mine these coins for their own wealth. And NSA can't find them or stop them. Maybe it's the NSA. They don't have anything better to do than sit around looking at online porn, playing World of Warcraft. Remember that big scandal? Yes, we're playing World of Warcraft because terrorists are sending secret messages to each other inside these online games. Alrighty, so again, it's completely out of control. Now, we had a caller into the show earlier talking about abusive police tactics, and I got a few stories here followed by a question. I'm going to get to one of them before the commercial break. There was this story where a guy is outside a state liquor store in a state where well, like Washington State, where all the liquor stores are owned by the state so that they can collect their piece of the action. And apparently this guy was drinking canned iced tea in the parking lot, was accosted by a plainclothes beverage cop who demanded to look at what he was drinking. And because it was a plainclothes cop who didn't identify himself, the guy with the iced tea, Arizona iced tea, refused, whereupon he was thrown on the ground, placed in handcuffs, and arrested. Now, this guy was innocent of any wrongdoing. He was only drinking iced tea, and the prosecutors are still trying to set him up with probation and community service for daring to resist arrest. Does that make any sense at all? Can't you go out and find real criminals, or has it just become too easy and convenient to set up innocent people to get the extra notch on your gun handle? We got to take a break for commercials. When we come back, a couple more of these abusive stories and a very important question we all need to deal with. We'll be right back.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends. It only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And over the last couple of years, we have seen this amazing amount of police brutality directed against law-abiding American citizens. Since 9/11, American police officers have wrongfully murdered 8 times as many innocent Americans as the terrorists have. They are a major threat to our lives and health and safety. Story out of Las Vegas. Apparently, police grabbed this woman and pinned her onto hot asphalt under the sun and held her there for 3 minutes until her skin literally cooked on the street. She got third-degree burns, and she's going to have permanent scars on her leg. And they were responding to an auto accident, and they just grabbed her and threw her on the ground. Remember that story you were talking about the other day? Young kid got into a small accident, lost the rearview mirror, pulls over with the other vehicle to trade insurance information, doing everything right. Police pull up behind. This kid walks back to the police, his arms in the air, holding his wallet and ID, and the police shoot him. Completely out of control. Now, another story, this is up in Maine, which you would think be kind of a low-key, you know, it's not exactly a high-crime area. But apparently, there was a tree removal crew who was intruding on neighboring property. The owner of the neighboring property walked out to ask them to get off of his land because apparently they were causing some damage there. Now, this guy, and I'll admit this is not the smartest thing to have in this day and age, he had a tattoo on his stomach of a gun so that when your pants are on, it looks like you've got a gun stuck in the belt. But it's a tattoo. The tree removal crew called the police and said, oh, my goodness, this guy's got a gun. He's threatening us. And the police show up, and they surround his house. They do a SWAT raid on his house without checking whether or not there was really a problem. Now, apparently, the Forest Service, remember when the government started buying all these AR-15s and ammunition, and they were giving it to all these agencies, and you'd say, what on earth do, you know, the National Weather Service and the Forest Service need for this kind of armor? But apparently they wanted to use it because apparently over in Taos, local residents are just absolutely furious because apparently the Forest Service showed up in the ski valley in full SWAT gear and began searching cars without warrants and handing out tickets. And the Forest Service is saying, no, there's not a quota system. It's just you all had busted taillights and the rest of it. They're calling it a saturation patrol. It's just completely overboard. Now, here we get to the point of the matter. The reality is, in the United States of America, crime is down. It's been falling steadily for years. Crime has decreased 19% between the year 1987 and 2011. The job of being a police officer has become safer, too, as the number of police killed by gunfire is down 50% from 2012. This is the lowest that police dying by gunfire has been since 1887. So if crime is down and the threat to the police officers is reduced, why this police aggression? Why the police recklessness? Remember that shootout in New York where something like 9 bystanders got hit, all from the police? And, of course, we know what's going on. The police are being turned into an instrument of repression to keep us afraid, to keep us in a state where when we see uniform, we'll just cower and duck and cover and be out of their way. That's the reason for all these live-fire lockdown exercises in schools without being announced. I mean, when I was a kid, the police would come out to our school and they'd set up a little table and they'd talk about police work and, you know, we're your friend and this is what you do when you find a firearm and this is how you deal with this situation and you always call us and we'll come and help. That was the police outreach back when I was a kid, which was admittedly a half a century ago. And today, they show up, kick down the door, set off a bunch of flashbangs. And the obvious goal here is to condition and brainwash our children that when they see a badge in a uniform, they immediately just crouch down against a wall. And why do they need to do that? If crime is down, if actual crime has decreased, if the actual threat to the police has dropped, then why are they doing these tactics? We are in a police state when the police are acting like that. They're acting just like the Gestapo. Just like the SS. I got into a debate with a police officer at a local place. That I keep running into him there, and we do business. And we got into the debate there about, you know, the police have to be in line of the law. And he says, well, you got to be practical. I mean, you know, we've got the guns. We've got the tasers and everything. I said, so you're telling me that even if you're breaking the law, I should do what you're saying because you've got the gun? And he said, yes. And I said, that's odd. That's what the criminals are telling me. I got a bad case of stink face on that one. Apparently, there's been another case. This was reported at Blacklisted News, where the FBI has again set up and entrapped a totally innocent person. 20-year-old National Guardsman Nicholas Toussaint of Ocampo, California. And basically an undercover FBI informant. And this is a reminder that every day you're meeting these undercover informants who think they're real-life James Bonds. And they'll take anything you say and turn it into the FBI. And apparently this guy made a comment about how bad things are in this country. So they set him up with another FBI informant who said, hey, we'll teach you how to be a terrorist. And they basically ran him around in circles and they basically busted him. They created this situation out of thin air. There was never a real terrorist organization. There was never a real terrorist. There was certainly no real terrorist threat, but the FBI wants to be out there proving that they're dealing with terrorism in the country. And they're just making this stuff up. I mean, we had a judge finally called the BATF to account for running these phony operations in cities where they're trying to get people to go out and do illegal business for them. And there was no real drugs and no real guns, but they get the people to say, yeah, you know, for $20, I'll messenger this around. And they're setting these people up so that they can, you know, have a higher score. And none of this has anything to do with actually fighting crime and terror. It's all about politics and justifying your budget. And it's the reason we had the Bill of Rights, to protect us from runaway government police abuse. And the federal government has gone completely off the reservation. Part of the problem with the police is they're all being trained by these Israeli consultants who are being brought in to teach the police how to treat the Americans the way the IDF treats the Palestinians. Another problem is the excessive use of these mind-altering prescription antidepressants. We know that it's roughly about 26% of the general population are on some form of these medications. Study down in Florida said use by the police is much, much higher. And we know how these medications can just trigger unreasoning episodes of violence and rage. And it is completely out of control here. Story out of Blacklisted News here again. The most transparent White House ever has succeeded in effectively rewriting the Freedom of Information Act to suppress politically sensitive documents. Well, it's politically sensitive documents that were the whole point of the Freedom of Information Act. We didn't need a Freedom of Information Act to get the numbers on food production or anything benign like that. The Freedom of Information Act was put into law so that we could get documents relating to questionable political activity by the president and the Congress. But the president waves his pen, signs an executive order, and hey, they're off and running. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to the Fight and Pharaoh, maybe at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies, listen to the Fight and really open your eyes. Tune in to the Fight and Pharaoh, really at the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And following up on this whole issue about Obama's executive ordering the Freedom of Information Act to basically put restrictions in there that were never in the original law, apparently during all of last year, the Obama administration denied more Freedom of Information Act requests than it approved. So they basically gutted that whole thing. And again, it is politically sensitive information. The Freedom of Information Act was originally passed to allow the American people a window into what's going on with this government, and Obama slammed that window shut. Now, over at the Environmental Protection Agency, which I guess is looking for, you know, an excuse to increase their budget, or at least keep it from the budget acts, has decided that they are going to set clean air standards for ammunition, for private firearms, not for the Army or the police or anything like that, but for private individuals, the ammunition that you're going to buy has to meet minimum clear air standards. That's going to be kind of a hard thing if you think about what's in that gunpowder. You know, how do they set clean air standards? and they want to have minimum clean air standards by mid-2016 and stricter rules by the year 2021. This is more silliness by government agencies seeking to protect their budgets and get around that pesky Second Amendment. Remember, not too long ago, they were talking about what a threat lead bullets were to the environment, forgetting where the lead came from in the first place, I might add. And they were trying to pass a law that all ammunition purchased by private individuals would have to use tungsten in the slug, because tungsten is environmentally friendly unless it happens to hit you. And this would have had the result of making the ammunition far more expensive, and worse, it would wear out your gun barrels far more quickly because of how hard the tungsten was. The whole idea of a steel barrel and a soft lead slug is the slug will deform to fit the barrel, and that way the barrel lasts for a long, long use. Now, we have been talking about the utter failure of America's costly weapons systems. We know that here in the United States of America, things are supposed to cost the most in the world and not necessarily be very good. Our health care is a good example. We have the most expensive health care on planet Earth. According to the World Health Organization, it is 37th in quality. And the life expectancy of the average American confirms that. We don't have a long life expectancy compared to other industrialized nations. We've been talking about the F-22, which is still, after 5 years, asphyxiating its pilots. We've been talking about all the problems with the F-35, talking about the Independence-class littoral combat ships. And now we're getting word that the Pentagon spent $2.7 billion on an intelligence system for troops on the ground. And it was called the Distributed Common Ground System. And they spent $2.7 billion developing this. It was supposed to provide real-time tactical information to troops on the ground, intelligence on enemy fighters. Unfortunately, it doesn't actually do that. And the Pentagon has been delaying any kind of reports or independent analysis or assessment of what's going on. But apparently, it has turned out to be a spectacular failure. And that is why we should be concerned in all this rush to war. The idea that the U.S. has spent more on weapons than the next 25 nations combined does not guarantee our success, because we're buying horrendously expensive weapons platforms that turn out not to work. The F-35 is still at least a year away from operational deployment, and it's already considered inferior to the current in-service Russian jets. Now, over at Google, they've got to be breathing a sigh of relief, because a judge has decided not to allow several independent lawsuits regarding privacy rights, data mining, to merge into a single class action, which would have allowed a lot more people to sign on and increase the potential damages. But apparently U.S. District Judge Lucy Koh in San Jose basically said that all of these individual lawsuits are so different, there's really no way to merge them into a class action. So Google got off the hook for that one. Doesn't preclude the possibility of another class action on completely different grounds being filed, but at the moment, Google escaped with most of its money intact. Interesting story. As you know, we're about at the start of the baseball season, and the groundskeepers on all of these baseball stadiums in the north part of the country are discovering that after this year's hard winter, the degree of frost and frozen ground they're dealing with on the baseball diamonds isn't inches, it's feet deep. And they're literally out there with tarps and hot air blowers like a giant hairdryer trying to get these fields thawed out before the start of the baseball season. It was a very, very hard, record-setting winter. And there's a very interesting article that came out of nofrackingconsensus.com that is looking at the IPCC, the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which has been out there cheerleading this whole global warming and carbon tax and the rest of it, and looking at its actual process for reviewing papers and information that are included in its reports, and found that it's not really showing proper scientific oversight, that the system is skewed against allowing competing views, contradictory views, or even critical analysis of the IPCC conclusions to filter through. It's not science. It's politics. We're going to take a phone call here. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I'm talking about the ammo here. Has anybody ever been talking about the depleted uranium that we've dumped into Iraq and Afghanistan and the high increase of cancers now for the people of those two countries, and also to include our own soldiers who are going to be coming back probably with different cancers?
Oh, they already have. I mean, there's a huge problem with serious birth abnormalities in the families of our returning Iraq veterans, all these guys who were exposed to it. Now, when depleted uranium is still in its metallic form in the munition, it's sort of safe. You don't want to stand around it too long. The problem is when these munitions are employed, they vaporize and oxidize, and that plutonium gets caught up in the dust. And every time there's a windstorm, you're breathing the stuff. And it's this big, deep, dark secret nobody wants to talk about, that these Iraq veterans are coming back, they're getting married and starting a family, and they're having children with major, major, horrible birth defects. And it's from this exposure to the radiation. And depleted uranium has a half-life of something like 4 billion years. And this is a problem that's not going to go away. It's just like we've left minefields all over the world that nobody wants to take responsibility for. Here in Hawaii, off the coast of Oahu, there's an area where they dumped all kinds of unexploded munitions and bombs and even chemical weapons into the ocean. It's marked on the charts. Don't go fishing here. And at some point, those containers are going to corrode and start leaking like crazy. But when you have people who are engaged in a war, they're only thinking about victory and the long-term consequences of what they're doing. It's just not an issue. It's going to be somebody else's problem to solve during the peacetime.
Yeah, that's sad. Thanks, Michael.
All right. It is very, very sad. Now then, new problem emerging with Monsanto's herbicide-resistant GM crops. Because it turns out that when a farmer signs the contract with Monsanto and starts putting Roundup Ready corn on his property and then starts soaking it with Roundup, the Roundup gets into the groundwater, which winds up eventually either as rain or as irrigation water, gets sprayed on fields that don't have the Roundup Ready crop, and those crops are being poisoned to death. It's another ancillary effect of this very ham-fisted approach to agriculture. And remember, we are now seeing corn rootworm and weeds evolving that are resistant to the glyphosate. Monsanto's already coming out with a new, stronger weed killer and a new Roundup 2 Ready series of crops. But this is all harming farmers who don't want to use these products. And it's a major, major concern. And it's affecting American corn and soybean farmers who are not wanting to use Roundup or Roundup Ready crops, and the Roundup weed killer applied to the Roundup Ready fields is getting into their crops as well, blown by the wind, carried by birds and insects, and over time it does build up, and they are very sensitive to these herbicides. By the way, the United Nations just recently passed a treaty regarding mercury exposure. And for some bizarre reason, mascara was exempted. And what they're saying was, well, you know, with cosmetics and stuff, the mercury is added to inhibit the growth of bacteria and fungi. Well, yeah, because it's highly toxic. But it's okay for your wives to spread that on their eyes. It's, again, very bizarre approach to these things here. All right, I'm hearing the music. We've got to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, getting on down to the Gulf of Mexico and British Petroleum. And remember, their original settlement for the Gulf oil disaster basically could have been paid out of just 9 months worth of their profits. I mean, in 2011, British Petroleum had revenues of $234 billion, a quarter of $1 trillion. That's how much money they make. And they're already down there trying to renege on the remainder of the payments for all the damage they caused from Deepwater Horizon. And the Environmental Protection Agency, the same EPA that is out there to impose clean air standards on your ammunition, has lifted their ban on British Petroleum. And in just a few days after the ban was lifted, British Petroleum was awarded 24 new contracts valued at more than $40 billion. And they're going to go right on back to doing what they were doing before, because the United States still does not require acoustic blowout preventers on deep ocean drilling rigs. Virtually every other industrial nation with offshore drilling requires those. Had there been one at the Deepwater Horizon, there wouldn't have been any Gulf oil disaster. But they cost $250,000 each, and by golly, we can't spend money on that, or our executives don't get their office perks, as it were here. Now, down near Carlsbad, New Mexico, at the WIP processing plant, there has been a second release of radiation. And at the waste isolation pilot plant, and apparently there's been trickling radiation going on all along. They're still not exactly sure what's going on. One report is that there was a buildup of hydrogen in one of these caves. There was an explosion. The cave caved in and has ruptured some of these storage vessels that hold this radioactive waste from all the nuclear weapons the United States has been making. But you're not supposed to worry about that. You're supposed to be worried about third-hand smoke. Still have radiation leaking from Hanford. And there's another bizarre story because apparently this was reported in the British press. Weather radar in New Mexico caught this very strange plume coming up off the 1945 nuclear bomb test site. And it was also it was caught on more than one radar. It's not an artifact. It just came out of nowhere, and a lot of people are wondering if the U.S. government carried out some kind of an unannounced test. Got to make sure those warheads are still going to go bang here. I love this story here. This was over at ENENews.com. Scientists mystified over Fukushima radioactive waste in the Pacific Northwest. Washington State official, I have no idea how it could get here. Have you ever heard of ocean currents? You ever heard of the wind? Ever heard of fish migrating? I mean, are all governmental people this stupid, or it's just, you know, we have to reassure everybody everything's fine even when it isn't here? Japanese TV is reporting that the Fukushima fuel cores have melted through the containment vessels. This is just a confirmation of what we were hearing a few weeks ago. The location of the remains of those reactor cores is unknown. And they're now saying part of the problem with trying to keep everything cool is that if they just pour water down those holes, there is a danger of recriticality. And the reason is, on those reactor designs, water is a neutron moderator. If there's no water in those cores, the neutrons escaping from fissioning uranium will just zip right through the rest of the fuel rods and out into the reactor wall and not trigger any more fission. And so if those molten cores are down there and they pour water into them, it could actually trigger new runaway uncontrollable fission. It's a very, very dangerous technology. And apparently there's this reporter in Japan talking about the dangers of nuclear technology who is now reporting receiving death threats. Now apparently, and this is reported in Russia Today, the water purification plant that they built to try and clean up the water that they've been pouring into those reactors has broken down yet again and may have, in fact, recontaminated thousands of tons of water that was thought to have been purified. And they're now saying basically that it's shut down and they're not sure when they're going to be able to get it working again. And they've got hundreds and hundreds of tons of highly contaminated water they don't know what to do with. I think at some point it's going to wind up back in the Pacific Ocean, especially if there's another tsunami. Alrighty. By the way, speaking of global warming, and now that we're out of the winter, I guarantee you they're going to start talking about a carbon tax. But apparently a professor over at the Rochester Institute of Technology is out there saying that anybody who disagrees with human-caused global warming and that it's all caused solely by human activity ought to be thrown in jail, which is basically admitting they know they've lost the scientific and logical argument. We may be wrong, but we will throw you in jail for disagreeing with us here. All righty, we're coming up to the top of the show here, and I want to sort of step back here and have some closing comments. And it's a call to Rivero's Rangers. And I don't know about you, and you've probably heard it in my voice here, I am so angry and disgusted at what the United States has become. And when I was a kid and I still believed in the propaganda, yes, I was proud to be an American. I had flags, still do, actually. I don't fly them anymore. And I'm very angry about what's going on, and I'm very concerned about this rush to a war with Russia that I don't see the United States is able to survive. Certainly not with a conventional war. And if it goes to nuclear, everybody loses. And the corporate media's got millions of dollars to pump out all this Russia bashing, and, oh, it's all Putin's fault, and, yay, we've got the Cold War back, and that's a good thing, and no, it isn't. Because there were some near misses during the last Cold War. Ever see the movie Dr. Strangelove? That actually happened. A malfunction almost triggered a nuclear war. Ever see the movie War Games? That was based on a true incident where somebody was playing a simulation. And the controllers didn't know it was a simulation and almost launched a nuclear attack. I need you, all of you, to start making as much noise as you can in your email, your social media, your friends, neighbor, and family. We, the people of the United States of America, need to stand up and proclaim to the rest of the world that the government of the United States of America does not enjoy the support of the American people. We've had enough of war. We've seen too many of these wars started with lies, fraud, and deception, whether it's Saddam's nuclear weapons or Assad's sarin gas. We need to get that message to the rest of the world, because whatever is about to happen, I don't want the people of the United States to share that collective guilt. I mean, look in the aftermath of World War II when the good Germans followed Hitler off the edge of a cliff and destroyed their own nation. And however, since then, they're expected to share the collective guilt for what the Nazis did, even though the Nazis are all dead and gone and the modern-day Germans weren't even alive then. I don't want future generations of Americans being stigmatized by the actions of the current government. I'm convinced that 50 years from now, the world will look on the Stars and Stripes with the same horror and revulsion that our generation was taught to look on the swastika. And I don't want that to happen. Mostly, I don't want the U.S. to get into a war that will mean its destruction and its end. Very clearly, the United States is in decline. And they did it to themselves. Now they're just looking for a war to distract everybody from their failings as a government and a financial system, or to find somebody else to put the blame on. I'm very concerned that Obama may be provoking Russia to drop the treasury bonds so they can let the economy crash and say, oh, it's all Russia's fault. Had nothing to do with mortgage-backed security fraud. Had nothing to do with a government that completely favors a fascist approach to running the economy and a central bank loaning the currency as a loan at interest. They're looking for somebody to blame, and Russia makes a great villain. And the situation is already out of control. Anybody in Washington, D.C. who thinks this is being managed correctly, they're delusional. And I need you. This is a call to keyboards, a call to Rivero's Rangers. Call everybody. Congress and the media, they'll ignore you, but we need them to know we're not being fooled by all this stuff. And we need to stand united and proclaim to the world that we, the American people, don't support the actions of this government. We need to secede from Washington, D.C. We need a referendum to secede from Israel. There's the music. It's time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the afternoon. We will be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go on over and hit that page for the updates and download Sandra Anderson's app. If she wins the contest, RBN can use the money. You could win $50,000, and we really need your help. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.